Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef. Tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is with the cutting beef, removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. Cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. See for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Captain Harlow of the Rossville Police was right when he said Freddie Lang's troubles were not over when Helen Burroughs agreed to leave town. 2 days after her departure, the doorbell rang in the Gibbs home. With Penny upstairs, Freddie went to the door and opened it. In came Helen Burroughs with a gun in her hand. It's a minute later now, and Helen says to Freddie,
"Start saying your prayers, Rover boy, because you're going out of this world with a bang."
"Don't be an idiot, Helen. Now put that gun away before somebody gets hurt."
"Nobody's going to get hurt, Freddie, but somebody's going to get killed, and you know who."
"Well, maybe I've got some other idea, sister."
Don't come any nearer, Freddie. Just stand right where you are and don't move a finger.
"Look, if you're going to shoot, why don't you?"
"Because I want to see you squirm first. It's going to be over soon enough, but I want to see you suffer as long as possible."
"Have you gone off your nut? Now, what's it going to get you if you kill me?"
"It's going to get me plenty. It's going to get me even for what you did to me."
"I didn't do anything to you."
"Yeah? You sent the cops after me to have me run out of town."
"I had nothing to do with that. And didn't I talk Captain Harlow into letting you go? If you left town of your own accord?"
"Sure, but that was just a..." "Don't come any closer, Freddie, or I'll empty this gun on you."
"Now, look, Helen, don't be a dope. You're not in any trouble now. If you'll just get out of town and stay out. But if you pull that trigger, it's going to be just as bad for you as it is for me."
"Well, let me worry about that. You've got worries enough of your own."
"Yeah? I'm not going to have them long, though."
"You can sure say that again."
"No, you don't get what I mean,
Penny,
Helen. I'm
going..."
"Tell her nobody or it's all over."
"Nobody, Penny."
"Oh, what do you mean, nobody? Who rang the bell?"
"Oh, it was just somebody had the wrong house."
"Oh, well, I'll be down in a minute. I think I know where that box is now."
"Take your time."
"She's coming down in a minute, so I better not take my time."
"Look, Helen, use your head, will you?"
"I'm going to use my gun, Freddie."
"Helen, you're just bluffing, and I know it."
"You just come one step closer, and you'll see who's bluffing."
"I'm coming more than one step closer, Helen. I'm coming after you, and I'm going to take your gun."
You.
Shots into the floor never hurt anybody. Now, go on. Stand where you are.
Freddie, what happened down there?"
"It's okay, Kipsy. Nobody got hurt."
"All right, Freddie. You have the gun. Why don't you shoot me?"
No, I'm not that crazy."
"Hey, young, what was that noise? It sounded like shots."
"It was shots, Gibbsy. All they did was puncture your nice hardwood floor. And, Gibbsy, call the police, will you? We've got ourselves a gun-toting visitor here."
"Helen Burroughs?"
"Yeah.
That's me, all right. And a Rover boy here is lucky he ain't dead."
"I'll call the police right away."
No, wait. Wait a minute, Gibbsy."
No, not this time, Freddie. This time I'm going to do things the way they should have been done, and this girl's going to get exactly what she deserves."
"Hello?"
"Oh, hello, Freddie. This is Nora."
"Oh, hi, darling."
"Tom from the general store came out to the farm and said you wanted me to phone you. Crickets, is something wrong?"
"No, Nora, but something was. It's okay now, though. Well, look, I have to stay in town a while, and that's why I phoned the store and had Tom go out to the farm to get you."
"Uh-huh."
"Could you get one of the men from the farm to drive you in here?"
"Oh, aren't we going to spend the weekend out here?"
"Well, maybe we can go out again tomorrow.
Oh.
But today I still have to stay in town. I'll tell you all about it when I see you."
"All right. Well, you're sure nothing's wrong?"
No, nothing wrong at all, sweetheart. Not a thing. Now, get Sam to drive you to town if he's not too busy. Oh, and tell him to drive carefully."
He always does for me. Well, goodbye.
Bye now, Nora.
Was that Nora calling?
Yeah, it was, Gibbsy. She's coming in right away, I guess. One of the men from the farm's going to bring her along.
And then I hope you'll do what you should have done in the first place.
Yeah, sure. Say, Penny, I want to thank you for something.
For what, Freddie?
For not telling the police that Helen came here with a gun.
Oh, I should have told them. I don't know why you wouldn't let me do it.
Because Helen would have gone to jail if the police knew about that gun.
Yeah, well, that's just where she should be.
Maybe so, but that's where I should have been a couple of years ago. But I got a break. And I did all right after that. Kibsy, I wanted to see Helen get the same break.
Oh, Freddie. Freddie, for an intelligent person, your sense of value certainly gets mixed up sometimes. Have you forgotten that Helen tried to harm Nora? She admitted it. Do you realize that if you hadn't taken Helen's gun away from her, that you might be wounded, even worse?
Sure, I know. But she didn't hurt Nora, and she didn't use that gun
yes,
on me, and
Yes, but she tried to use that gun
sure
on me.
Sure she did, but look. The police are going to run her out of town with a warning this time. She won't be back again. And I've saved myself a lot of money by giving her a break. Now she won't expect me to send the money that I promised.
Well, she shouldn't expect anything from you after what you've already done for her.
Oh, I didn't do anything for her that you didn't do once for me. And anyhow, what good would it do me to have her in jail?
Yet it'd ease your mind, Freddie. At least then you'd know that you wouldn't have trouble from her again.
I'd have more when she got out, though. Penny, that gal lives and breathes revenge. I didn't just give her a break as a favor to her alone. I did myself a favor, too. Now she can't be sore at me.
No, I still say your thinking is all wrong. The best place for Helen Burroughs is in jail.
Hello.
One moment, please. Long distance.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello. Freddie lying there?
Oh, yes, this is Freddie.
Freddie, this is Helen.
Oh, yeah, Helen. What do you want?
I just want to tell you I'm already out of town, but the cops really gave me a fast trip to the city limits.
Yeah, I thought you were out of town. The operator just said it was long distance. Where are you now?
In Heatherton. I'm taking a bus back to New York, and we got an hour stop over here.
Uh-huh.
Look, I want to thank you for giving me a break.
Oh, forget it.
No, I'm not going to forget it, honey, and I'm not going to forget you, neither.
I wish you would, Helen. Now, look, why don't you just get smart and be a good girl? Get yourself a job and quit making trouble for people.
Maybe I like to make trouble for people, honey.
That still includes me, too, huh?
Oh, no. No, honey, I know how to give a break to a guy who's given me one. You won't be bothered with little Helen no more.
I hope you mean that.
I mean it, kid. In fact, I figured you was probably wondering what kind of guff you was going to have to take from me next. That's why I give you a call.
Thanks, Helen.
Hi, Freddie.
Oh, hi, Nora.
Your wife just come in, huh, Freddie?
Yeah, she did. I'll be right with you, Nora.
All right, Nora.
Well, so long, honey, and thanks again for being such a nice guy.
Oh, skip it. Oh, and Helen, lots of luck.
Thanks. Maybe I'll have some for a change. So long.
Goodbye. Oh, Nora.
Mm-hmm.
You got here sooner than I expected.
Oh, well, Sam had driven me to the general store to phone you, so he just brought me on into town.
Oh, that's good. Sooner I start straightening things out with you, the better I'm going to like it.
Something is wrong, isn't it?
No, darling, something was wrong. It's all over now, though. All except the telling and the explaining. I don't know how you're going to take all this exactly, but I'm pretty sure I should have told you all about it a long time ago. The whole story, Nora, from beginning to end. And now, Helen's on her way to New York, and I'm pretty sure that I've seen the last of her.
Freddie, why didn't you tell me this in the beginning?
I told you, Nora. I just didn't want this girl to hurt you.
How could she have hurt me?
Well, she could have told you a lot of things about me
Freddie
that wouldn't
Lang.
Be too nice.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to know that nothing anybody says about you can change my opinion of you, or make me love you any less?
I hope that's true, Nora.
You know it is. If you don't know it, it means you don't have much faith in me.
Nora, I have more faith in you than I know how to tell. No, it wasn't what you'd think of me. That isn't the real reason I didn't want you to know about Helen. I just didn't want you to come into contact with anybody like her. Nora, you've never known anybody like her, and I don't want you to.
Freddie, you know what you should have done? You should have brought her to me and let her say anything she wanted to. Then I would have been able to have my say, too. I'm not a child, you know, and... Well, I think maybe I could have straightened her out.
Yeah, I guess maybe you could have at that. Oh, I know. I did it all wrong. I was just trying so hard to do the right thing, though. I wasn't thinking too straight, Nora. I just couldn't see bringing her home to you.
And that's because you think she's so bad. Crickets, Freddie, she may not be as bad as you think.
No, you should have seen her. You should know the things she's done and tried to do.
And maybe you should try to understand the reasons for the things she's done.
What are you getting at, Nora?
Well, just this, Freddie. I wish you'd brought her to me because, well, I might have been able to have helped not only you, but Helen Burroughs as well. Because, Freddie, nobody's all bad. When people do wrong things, there's usually a reason for it. Now, you say Helen was demanding money from you.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of it, too.
Well?
$1,000.
Oh, well, we certainly can't spare that much, but... Well, Freddie, she might have needed money desperately, and we might have been able to help her. That would have been the right way to solve the problem, and if we couldn't have given her the money, well, we might have found her a job.
Well, now I've heard everything.
I mean it, Freddie. When people are desperate, they do terrible things, but that doesn't mean they can't be forgiven and even helped. You were, weren't you?
Sure. And I gave her a good break when I wouldn't let Penny tell the police she tried to use a gun on me.
Oh, that was only negative help, Freddie. She must still need money. If she can't get it some other way, she'll do something desperate again. You know where she lives in New York?
Well, I've got a rough idea. Yeah, I think I can find her.
Well, Freddie, let's try to get in touch with her and see if we can't help her. I want to.
Okay, I'll try.
Well, let's do more than try, Freddie. If we have to, let's give her a little money and... Well, if she wants, let's invite her to come back to Rossville.
Huh?
We can give her a place to stay, or we can find one for her. And she can get a job in no time. Oh, darling, let's try to help someone else, because people have certainly helped us.
Okay, Nora, it's a deal. And you know...
What?
I guess I'm not so surprised about this after all. I always thought I married the sweetest person in the world. Now I know it.
So Nora is going to invite Helen Burroughs back into her life. Is this the right thing to do? Or will Helen come back to Rossville to cause even more trouble than ever? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB! KCB! KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bone. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay and get just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.